Hello, everyone. Welcome to WatchBots Prime. This is Ben. This is going to be a weird one because usually there's a rhythm to the week. I record these at certain times of the day, but now I'm staring at Shailen. She's walking across the room and maybe she's paying attention. Maybe not. There's a meaning in there somewhere. When this whole kerfluffle started, I was really ambitious and thought, to make the worst, to make the best of a bad situation, like I was going to try different things and, you know, catch up on stuff that I haven't seen and, work out more. And I feel now that we're in week 176, that's probably not going to happen. It's becoming a struggle to maintain just any kind of normality. I had worn a wrestling t-shirt for the second day of WrestleMania on Sunday, which feels like it was an eternity ago, but it was a Tito Santana shirt. And Tito Santana, a lovely man, a star from the 80s. The shirt, not offensive, but it is a shirtless man, and it said Tito on it, and it has like a little sombrero on top of the T. So if you don't know, I guess it could be seen as mildly offensive. Well, I went on to a call at work, as per usual, and it wasn't until after on Monday morning that I looked down and went, oh, shit, I didn't button my flannel up. So I just sat on that call with a shirtless man on my chest. And I don't know. What does it all mean? You know, what is the point of any of this? Hitting this weird existential crisis point. It's all I can do to live day-to-day life, get in my 2 to 3 hours of Animal Crossing and produce this show. So maybe that's good enough. I don't know. Descend into madness as we go here. It's Easter week. And, you know, whether you're religious or just like bunnies, it's a big time in the spring, you know, no matter what's going on in the world. So to celebrate Easter, we're watching a show that has no bunnies, no eggs, but a lot of, Shailen, help me out here. A lot of religion. That's right. It's Back to the Future, the animated series. It's funny because I live for this kind of licensed nonsense, but this show, I don't know. It's like, you know how some people will try to create fast food at home? You know, you go online and it's like, hey, you like the Big Mac? Here's how you make the Big Mac at home. And you get your sesame seed buns and like you mix up fucking mayonnaise with relish and whatever. And you're like, oh, yeah, I followed the recipe, but this blows. That's kind of what this cartoon is. It has some of the elements of Back to the Future, which is great, but you mix them all together and you're like, oh, this doesn't look like the picture at all. And that's what Easter's all about. And that's why we're watching the show this week. It's got Bill Nye in it, and it's supposed to be educational. I don't know. I got a lot of thoughts. I'm sure Dave and Shailen do as well, but this is one I truly did not understand. Back to the Future 3 really ended that series pretty well, and I found myself wondering why this existed, and as it turns out, that is never explained in the life of the cartoon. It just is. I guess I can appreciate that. You know, if you're going to be bold like that, just fucking own it. Just go for it. But anyway, but we want to hear from you. What's your favorite licensed Trek? Email at watchbotspod.com, Twitter at watchbotspod. That'll do it for this week. This is Ben. We'll talk to you on Monday. Go back in time to before any of this happened. That joke's not very good. But until next week, stay safe out there and Shailen? Eat shit! Wow. Streak continues. Somebody's negative, and it's not me. Goodbye.